coming to this point in the year, like to go forward next couple of weeks, going through the halacha is pertaining to halacha through Rambam, halacha Shuva, obviously something which is quite relevant. Although in truth, the famous Maharsha, the end of Megillah, Maharsha says that the last Gemara in Megillah details how much tikkun lehamei Yisrael, that every yomtiv they should go ahead and deal with the halachas of Chag b'Chag. They should deal with the halachas of Sukkot on Sukkot, Pesach on Pesach, and so on and so forth. Each yomtiv is a chiyuv to go ahead, much made a takana to go ahead and deal, learn up the proper halachas to deal with those yomtiv. Maharsha points out that we only find Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. However, the pasuk which we see this makar from, referring to the Ma'idah Yisrael, that pasuk includes all those various Ma'idim, including Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. And Maharsha says that the only time Moshe Rabbeinu instituted, he made this enactment that Klal Yisrael should visit the halacha, he says when something is seasonal, you don't deal with it the whole year, you don't deal with Sukkot the whole year, all of a sudden it comes to Sukkot, so you got to go ahead and refamiliarize yourself with the whole topic of Sukkot. He says, Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, there was no need for this, because Tshuva is not something which is limited to Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. It's equally applicable the entire year. It's true, we wake up Rosh Hashanah time. We wake up, hopefully, Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, hopefully before then, we wake up to it. But the chiv, an obligation of a person to come back home is something which is incumbent upon the entire year. And that being the case, really no chiv to go ahead specifically this time of year, but no, at the very least, since we are, you know, we live the way we do, at the very least this time of year, we should try to deal with what we have to deal with. Now, that being the case, so it's a little bit tricky. When you go through the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva, just in really any Hilchos Tshuva, by way of introduction, so people have sort of hegation, what Tshuva means, some sort of, you know, like a warm fuzzy idea that Tshuva, you know, you mean well, and you know, that's all Kadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. But in truth, the Rambam and other Rishonim list very clear protocol, and then there's a Mahalach. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not random in any way, shape, or form. Everything has a specific way Kadosh Baruch Hu deals with things. A basic tenet of Yiddishkeit is Chayav Einish. Whatever we do has repercussions. There's going to be reward, there's going to be punishment. No matter how big or small, everything we do, there's accountability. That being the case, Tshuva as well works with a specific protocol. Now, that being the case, a person has to realize that just, you know, feeling sorry is worth something. But what is it worth? How does it help? Where does it help? Where doesn't it help? What are the limitations of such a feeling? And what does one have to do to properly fulfill Tshuva? It shouldn't be inspired going forward. But a basic concept is one thing we do see, and that is that all the details and all the halachas on how one has to do Tshuva, there's a basic source in the Gemara Kedushin, and that is when a person goes ahead and he says, a Mekadosh and Isha, someone goes ahead, he tells a woman, here's money, Hare at Mekadoshesli, and he puts it in a condition. He says, on the condition that, suppose I'm a Kayin. Right, so we go ahead and find out that he's a Kayin. The Kedushin, you know, she accepted the money. So if he's in truth a Kayin, the Kedushin's Chal, it's active, valid Kedushin. If it's false, then obviously it's not going to work. Now, it's a false premise, doesn't work the Kedushin. Now, what happens? He goes ahead and says, I'm an Asha, I'm a Tzaddik. I'm giving you Kedushin, take his money, and the Kedushin is on the contingent on the fact that I'm a Tzaddik. Says the Gemara, Gemara's lesson here is, Amanasha di tzaddik, afilu rasha gamur, mikudasha, shem here tshuva midaita. So what's happening here at midaita? What's happening is you have a guy here, he's a bona fide, certified rasha. He's coming straight out of jail, he's a convicted crook, he's a felon, he does everything in the book, everything. No question about it. He comes along and says, here's the money, Amanasha di tzaddik, I am a tzaddik, here's the conclusion. Yeah, what we, in halacha, what do we say? We've been laughing out of town. No, halacha is to go ahead, and we at least suspect, that he's actually going to be a tzaddik. How is that? Because maybe at that moment he had a hirut tshuva. Now, we're watching this guy. He didn't say vidoy, he didn't say al-chet, he didn't do anything else. All he did was, in his mind, at that moment, one hirut tshuva, one moment, a flash of maybe charot of what he did, and kabbalah, you know, some sort of idea that he wants to walk away from his past. And that flash is enough that he can say legally, this moment I have the definition of a tzaddik. So how do we deal with the whole protocol of all the different details on the one hand, and on the other hand, here you see that little flash is enough to turn him into a tzaddik. And the answer is that one has to realize going into hirut tshuva, there are multiple facets to the process of tshuva. And that is, just a basic muscle, someone goes ahead, you're driving, someone comes ahead and he smashes into your car. He damages your car. Let's say you know who this guy is. Now, within the framework of what just happened, there are a number of different angles. One angle is, my car is smashed. Someone's got to pay for it. Let's say there's no insurance, he has to pay, someone has to pay to fix the damage. That has nothing to do with who he is or what he is. The fact is, my car is damaged, he caused damage, he has to pay the damage. There's another question of our relationship. Him and I, anytime someone damages you, it shatters your relationship, at least at some level, it ruins your relationship. And even if you're friends, something will come between you because of what he did. So the third question is whether he's a negligent driver, he should lose his license. And that's between him and himself. But when someone does an Aveira, he has the same three components. He has a component of whether he's a Tzaddik or whether he's a Rasha. That's one component. There's another component, whether or not between him and a Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's created a divide, a barrier between him and Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the degree that easily turns around and reestablishes himself as a Tzaddik, there may still be some sort of barrier there in a divide. And the third angle, and that is, at the end of the day, he damaged something, he did something wrong, he ruined the world as it's supposed to be by doing an Aveira. Every Aveira has an effect and has an Einish. It could be today he'll be a Tzaddik Gamur, but he still has to suffer the consequences. And until he takes the proper steps, he won't clear the slate. So we see from this Gemara, on a very first level, what is he? His own determination. Is he a tzaddik or a rasha? That we have the ability. If he goes ahead and one sincere moment of remorse, he can turn himself from a rasha to a tzaddik, which is unquestionably the first step to anything. If he wants to clear his plate totally, he wants to clear his grill, take care of his chayvus and everything else, and not suffer any consequences, then we have all the details. But the step one, as far as him himself, his own status, that's going to be along these lines of Kedushin. That will depend on that moment of sincerity in one's heart.